A couple weeks ago, at a Northwest Roanoke church down the road from a vast swath of woodlands called Evans Spring, nearby residents sang from the same choir book. Faison Nash is one such resident.
If you've been listening, everyone's saying the same thing. This community, this neighborhood, people who have an interest in this community and in this neighborhood are all echoing the same sentiment. The answer is no.
But the property owners and City of Roanoke have other ideas. Despite community pushback, the city has commissioned a master plan to guide future development. Chris Chittum, the city's planning director, said not developing the area is not on the table.
What are people concerned about, and can we mitigate that through some design features? Can we talk about things that the community needs that could be woven into development? We really didn't get that kind of input, which is disappointing.
The property's owners, too, say development is just a matter of time.
It does conflict with the residents, but there's a reality that the residents don't understand and can't understand, and that is the larger picture.
Peter Cooper is a consultant to Heritage Acres LLC, a Washington, D.C. company that owns 28 acres of Evans Spring. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.